Mark F. Trum, age 41, of Boscobel.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
Temperatures could crawl back to the low 50s today with rain developing by midday. There could be some rumbles of thunder later today. Right now in Richland Center, it is 38 degrees at WRCO-FM in Richland Center, WRCE-FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center. Our news update at 8 is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate, sales, insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court could be handing down a decision a little later this morning on whether Colorado has the right to remove Donald Trump from the ballot. It could happen today, as tomorrow is Super Tuesday and Colorado is one of the 15 states voting. ABC's Rachel Scott has more on that.
In the final sprint of the Republican primary, Donald Trump and Nikki Haley bracing themselves for Super Tuesday.
Get everyone you know to the polls so we can trounce Haley.
This is about, do you want more of the same? Or do you want to go in a new direction?
With contests in 15 states and one territory voting tomorrow, more than one-third of all GOP delegates will be up for grabs.
Nikki Haley did win one primary over the weekend in the District of Columbia. The U.S. has begun airdrops of aid over Gaza as Israel is pressured to move forward with a ceasefire. Apple has been fined almost $2 billion by the European Union for breaching the bloc's antitrust laws in regard to Apple's streaming music service. This is ABC News. Going before a judge today, the National Guardsman accused of a serious data leak.
Court filings indicate that Jack Teixeira will plead guilty to charges he leaked classified military information on Discord, a messaging and social media platform. Teixeira is the 22-year-old Massachusetts Air National Guardsman who had been facing six counts of willful retention and transmission of national defense information. Those documents allegedly included information about Russia's war in Ukraine. He was arrested last April. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
New study says there may be a link between sleep problems and memory problems. Researchers say people suffering from sleep apnea are 50% more likely to report memory issues, but they say more studies are needed. And days before the 10-year anniversary of the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, a Texas company says it may be able to find the plane's final resting place. Ocean Infinity, pinning its hopes on new technology, 239 people were on board. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
The Earth spins on its axis 365 and a quarter times every elliptical orbit it makes around the sun. Because of that, one day had to be added to our calendar every 4 years to make the calendar work out. That's why we have February 29th every 4 years. And the Earth is suspended in space at exactly the right distance from the sun for its orbit in a rotation. If the Earth was orbiting the sun just a few degrees closer or spinning just a little bit slower, we would eventually burn up and life on Earth would cease to exist or would never have begun in the first place. If Earth was a few degrees farther away, our climate would be too cold to sustain life. When you think about all the intricacies of creation, I'm sure glad I didn't have to figure it all out, but that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Speaking of God, the psalmist writes, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them?" Oh, and isn't it amazing that God created the groundhog to tell us when spring is coming? Okay, friends, that's a joke, so don't go hating on me. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Simon's Recreation Complex teaches swimming lessons for babies through adults. The goal is to have all children and adults comfortable, safe, and having fun in the water. All swimming classes are held in the heated indoor pool. Sign up is on now for group lessons. Learn to Swim classes are offered for all ages. Cost for an 8-week session of Learn to Swim classes is $40 for members, $75 for non-members. A child may also participate in the Every Child a Swimmer program, which provides lessons for only $10 once per year. Cost should never be a reason a child doesn't learn how to swim. Call Simon's Recreation Complex at 647-8522 or view our classes online at simonsrec.com. Classes start the week of March 26th. Remember, every child should learn to swim.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like some wet weather on the way today as a low-pressure system heading northeast from Kansas slides right up toward Lake Michigan by tonight. Should bring us a pretty good soaking rain from lunchtime on. Possibility of a half or three-quarter inch. Maybe a few rumbles of thunder. And looks like just cold enough by this evening, there could be a few snowflakes mixed in as well, especially just north of our region. Otherwise, temperatures will be cooling down a touch from where they were this weekend, but still running a good 10 or 12 degrees above normal through the bulk of this week. Conditions do look dry tomorrow, Wednesday, into most of Thursday. Then the next low-pressure system could sweep in from the southwest for Thursday night into Friday with some widespread precipitation and gusty winds. This one will certainly bear watching as it will tap into some colder air. There's a possibility of accumulating snow and rain across the region, so stay tuned for updates. Otherwise, today, look for skies turning cloudy early on with rain developing by midday, maybe a few rumbles of thunder. High temperature in the low 50s. Variable wind becoming north-northeast around 10. Tonight, any rain ending by late evening. Mostly cloudy skies, low at 32. Tomorrow, sunshine developing with a high near 51. North and northeast wind up to 10. Wednesday is looking partly cloudy. Low temperature in the mid-20s with a high near 51 degrees. Thursday, increasing clouds. 50% chance of rain developing late Thursday night, possibly mixed with some snow. Low 27 with a high of 52. Friday, breezy with rain likely, possibly mixed with snow early in the morning, then again by evening. Low in the mid-30s, high near 43. Saturday, partly sunny and breezy. Low at 27 with a high of 42. And Sunday, partly cloudy and quiet. Low temperature about 24, high near 42 degrees. I hope you have a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Right now in Richland Center, 39 degrees. That followed yesterday's high of 75, which set a new record. We were up at 52 degrees early this morning at midnight as well. The record high for this date appears to not be in jeopardy. 67 in the year 2000. Record low, 21 below zero in 2002. Last year's high, 44, and the low, 25. Sunset will occur at 5:54 this afternoon. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 6:32. Right now, the air is calm. Barometer is at 29.93. No precipitation today. We're up 7 from the overnight low. It is 39.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. We will recap weekend high school sports and also details on the Badgers' loss on Saturday, a look ahead at the Brewers' week this week as well.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center and Boscobel. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, now through March 15th is the time to get them. So bring your list together and come see us. Also great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. So stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
Over the weekend, the state WIAA wrestling tournament was held at the Fieldhouse in Madison, capturing the Division I crowned Kaukauna with a 36-27 win over Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln in the championship match. Division II was won by Luxembourg Casco, 36-19 over St. Croix Falls, the team that had defeated Prairie du Chien 27-26 earlier in the day. And in the Division III state title match, it was Fenimore winning again, winning a 46-16 victory over Coleman in the D3 title. It was a wild and loud one on Saturday night on the radio.
Danny Clary, right wing, moves to left wing. Channing Brown off the screen. Channing, deep three on the way. Good!
The season came to an end, though, for the Ithaca Bulldog basketball team when they lost to Potosi 79-62 in a regional final game played at Potosi High School. The Bulldogs were co-conference champions this season and enjoyed the most wins in Ithaca boys basketball history with 22 wins and 5 losses. Micah Salisbury and Danny Ferriens, both seniors, played their final high school basketball games. With the 79-62 win, Potosi, now 23-4, will play Thursday night at Prairie du Chien High School in the sectional semifinal. They will face Cashton, which defeated River Ridge 70-60, also on Saturday night. In Division 3 action, it was a win for Mineral Point over Lancaster, 67-43. Darlington, a victor against Belleville, 65-54. Should also mention that Royal was a winner over Cochrane Fountain City, 63-60. All of those teams seeing their seasons continue with Thursday night games. The year came to an end for River Valley, which made a good push in the tournament. The 7th-seeded Blackhawks lost to Wisconsin Dells Saturday night, 79-35. The Dells, a third seed, advances to play number 1 seed Platteville, which knocked off Lodi 80-66. The Mount Hora boys were winners against Milton, 63-55, and Stoughton was a victor against Monona Grove, 72-42, in Division 2 boys basketball. The girls' state basketball pairings are set after Saturday's sectional championships. Argyle is a winner over Cochrane Fountain City, 59-46 in Division 5. Cuba City advances to state with a 67-52 victory against Neillsville. Division 3, Edgewood moves on after a win against Waupun, 57-42. West Salem is advancing in Division 2 after a 65-61 win against McFarland. Also, competitors in Division 1 include Nina, Hartford, Franklin, and Arrowhead. The WIAA State Girls Basketball Tournament begins on Thursday at the Resch Center in Green Bay. Over the weekend in Wisconsin Rapids, the state gymnastics meet was held. The team portion of the tournament was on Friday. Elkhorn area schools captured the Division II title. The West Salem Co-op finished second. Mount Horeb was third. Whitefish Bay fourth. Reedsburg area with a fifth place finish. And the Dodgeville Co-op, Dodgeville, Highland, Iowa Grant, Mineral Point finished sixth out of the top 10 teams. The all-around individuals led by from the area, Isabel Korn of the Westby Viroqua Cashton DeSoto Co-op team. She was second in the all-around over the weekend. And Madeline Fisher of Prairie du Chien Fenimore Co-op was seventh. Brooklyn Murphy of the Dodgeville Highland Iowa Grant Triop finished 10th in the running at the state all-around in girls' state gymnastics. This week, as mentioned, boys semifinals for basketball, girls state championships as well as the winter sports season starts to wind down. Youth bowling from over the weekend. For the girls, the high series belonged to Jocelyn Adams with a 430. Abby Weigel had a 267. Jocelyn Adams with a top game, 162. Abby Weigel with a 96. For the boys, high series, Dakota Pauls with a 600. Trayton Shep had a 577. And Jackson Lewis a 556. Boys high game honors, Trayton Shep, 232, Brady Blado with a 216, and Dakota Pauls had a 212 game in youth bowling. Sports on the state scene, the Badger men's basketball team lost for the seventh time in nine games Saturday, dropping a 91-83 decision at home to Illinois. Tyler Wall led Wisconsin scoring with 20 points. Max Klesmond added 16. The Illini defeated UW for the sixth straight time and for the fourth straight time at the Kohl Center. No other visiting team has accomplished that feat on Wisconsin's home court. A three-pointer by John Blackwell tied the score at 68 with 5:44 remaining. Illinois controlled the game the rest of the way. The Badgers host Rutgers on Thursday. Coach Greg Gard said following the game, you can't worry about the standings or seeds.
No, because you're still trying to climb. You know, this league is hard. This is one of the better teams in the country. You know, we got enough that we have to continue to try to get better at that'll help us going forward. So right now it's all about Rutgers and getting ready for that as we head into next week.
And the team seems to be playing good basketball at times, but certainly not consistent.
Some of that's guys that get themselves in foul trouble. It's contributions off the bench. We can't lose water or momentum. As I always say, when guys come off the bench, we can't go backwards. You know, so it's that. And when you really get in the real trenches of these type of fights, it exposes the grit that we need to continue to spread and build throughout everybody that steps on the floor.
Creighton whipped a shorthanded Marquette team with a late-scoring rush Saturday 89-75, the Golden Eagles playing without two starters in the game. UConn visits the Fiserv Forum Wednesday for Marquette's next game. It was Iowa's Caitlin Clark breaking Pete Berovich's NCAA Division I scoring record. Caitlin Clark of Iowa has become the all-time leader, breaking the late Pete Berovich's 54-year-old record when she made two free throws after a technical foul was called in the number 6 Hawkeyes' 93-83 win over number 2 Ohio State. Clark finished with 35 points. She entered the game needing 18 to pass Berovich's total of 3,667. Berovich did it in 3 years without the three-point line as well. Pretty impressive record. Berovich's record fell 4 days after Clark broke Lynette Woodard's major college women's record when she scored 33 points against Minnesota. In the NBA, Philadelphia 120, Dallas 116. Boston was a 140-88 victor against Golden State. The Clippers 89, Minnesota 88. Orlando 113, Detroit 91. Toronto beat Charlotte 111-106. New York over Cleveland 107-98. San Antonio 117, Indiana 105. Oklahoma City over Phoenix. Final score 118-110. The Wisconsin men's hockey team split its weekend series with Michigan State, taking Saturday's game 4-1 on Senior Day. Here's Coach Mike Hastings.
You know, a lot of good things from this weekend. Like you just said, I think Michigan State's a really good hockey team. They're deserving of the championship. And now we get to close a book on the regular season and open another chapter here in the playoffs.
They will host Ohio State in a best-of-three series starting Friday in the quarterfinals of the Big Ten Conference Tournament. The Wisconsin women's hockey team has advanced to the WCHA final faceoff by dominating St. Thomas in a weekend sweep. Seven different Badgers scored in Saturday's 9-1 romp. The Badger women will play in a semifinal coming up in Minneapolis Friday afternoon. And the Brewers battered Arizona Sunday in a spring training rematch of last season's wildcard playoffs, 10-4. Shortstop Willie Adames and catching prospect Jefferson Quiro blasted home runs, and Quiro and Christian Yelich, Garrett Mitchell, and Christian Arroyo all had two hits apiece. The win improved Milwaukee's Cactus record to 3 wins. The Brewers get a rare day off today, then meet San Francisco coming up tomorrow. Elsewhere yesterday, it was a win for the Cubs over Cleveland, 5-3 in exhibition baseball. The Angels 3-1 winners against the White Sox. Tampa Bay and Minnesota tied at 4. With a look at Monday morning sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Cordon Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock.
100.9 WRCI.
Misunderstood when the honky tonks are jumping and the girls are looking good. Yeah, I get excited and some people think I'm rude. It's the way my daddy raised me, it's my rebel attitude. I'm a southern boy, southern born and bred. I got sweet home Alabama buzzing all around in my head. I'm right at home in Georgia, down in Carolina. Yeah, I'd be happy anywhere but love the Mason line. Working in a sweat until I hear that whistle blow. Country rocker cooking on my pickup radio. I rush home for a shower and put on my dancing shoes. I get the Friday fever and the Sunday morning blues. Cause I'm a southern boy, I like a rowdy crowd. Put both seat for some of the jukebox and turn that sucker way up loud. Don't need a reservation, we're just having fun. Dixie, y'all just come on down and get you some. Pike and Bowling Green, Lafayette, the Somerset, Boone to Rocky Mount. If you don't live in Dixie, then you're only camping out. And I'm a Southern boy, I say my sirs and ma'ams. I'm kind of rough around the edges, but I'm mighty proud of who I am. If it was good enough for Elvis, you know it's good enough for me. I said if it was good enough for Elvis, you know it's good enough for me. Well, if the king was crazy about it, then you know it's good enough for me.
Charlie Daniels Band with Travis Tritt. And I come bearing good news. Our weather watcher over in Woodman saying they're getting pretty good rain right now. Coming down, nice rain on the roof and heading hopefully this way. We could use a little rain to kind of wet things down. It's really scary dry out there. So it'll be nice to have a rainy day. But it sounds like rain is on the way. And some of our good-looking listeners already getting it. We're at 40 degrees in Richland Center at 826. Here is Kenny Chesney.
Everyone she knows is getting married. All the girls who used to get around cut their hair up to their shoulders, spend all the Sunday sober now. Everyone she knows is having babies. They got tired of fighting with the clock, and their mama's always asking if she's ever gonna have one. She's boiling on the boys and the men are too damn old. She's sick of summer love, but the winter's just too cold. She's a Marilyn in blue jeans with a touch of Jackie O. She's stuck between 17 and everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. Everyone she knows is buying houses, even though their husbands don't come home. Don't call their exes up to fix it. If they do, they don't admit it. No, no, no. Everyone she knows is getting healthy. She still smokes a couple when she drinks, but the bars are getting harder. They don't ever card her. And she's bored with all the boys. Men are too damn old. She's sick of summer love, but the winter's just too cold. She's a Marilyn in blue jeans with a touch of Jackie O. She's stuck between 17 and everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. She goes out on Saturday night. She comes home late, she don't have to fight it. She thinks, ain't got it all, but I got it all right. And for a minute, she's glad that she ain't lying. Everyone she knows. She's bored with all the boys, men are too damn old. She's sick of summer love, the winter's just too cold. She's a Marilyn in blue jeans with a touch of Jackie O. She's stuck between 17 and everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. Everyone she knows.
I'm supposed to mow the grass today. I'm supposed to fix the fence, but with the sun beating down on me, it's hard to make think it makes sense. Half of me wants a cold beer. Yeah, that's a cold hard truth. And when the refrigerator stops full of them, tell me what's a boy to do. I ain't even trying to fight. It's already been decided. The sky and the mountains are blue. Half of me wants a cold beer, and the other half does too. Yeah, I kind of need to wash my truck, but hell, I kind of don't care. I think old Alan Jackson said it best. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Half of me wants a cold beer. Yeah, that's a cold hard truth. And with the refrigerator stocked full of them, tell me what's it boy to do. I ain't even trying to fight. It's already been decided. The sky.
Good morning from WRCO Radio. Dune Part 2 was expected to be so big at the movie theaters this weekend that no other major movies were released, and it came through. It made $81.5 million at the box office in U.S. and Canada, according to studio estimates. It's the first movie hit of the year. The rest of the top five consisted of movies that had been out for a while. Bob Marley, One Love, was second, with Ordinary Angels third, Madam Web number four, and The Chosen came in at number five. Also coming up this spring, Bruce Springsteen's 50-year career will be highlighted in a greatest hits collection. The Best of Bruce will include songs from his 1973 album Greetings from Asbury Park through the 2020 album Letter to You. The one CD or two LP set will have a total of 18 songs. That's coming out on April 19th. And it's Making Entertainment News Today from WRCO. Stay tuned for our trivia question of the day. That's coming up a little bit later on in this half hour.
My baby wanna go in the black tie don't. She got my dashboard throwback, blue Atlanta Braves hat, tank top turning me on. She got that heartland draw that she got from back home. You can hear when she says, hey, y'all. She got that sweet like Alabama, got that heart like Louisiana. She may like the only make them down south. In them days they could leave eyes, it ain't hard to see why she ain't trying to hang downtown. You into trouble, smile, blind through them tall, tall pines. She's a fine spot in the dark, crank them windows down and park, do
country on the speakers and a long hair in the breeze, riding round on the outskirts with me.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hi, this is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Living in Wisconsin, you'll know that winter weather is no laughing matter. You may have put winter tires on your car. You may have pulled out your coats and gloves. But is your furnace prepared for what's to come? Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is here to make sure your equipment is ready for those cold days. Call our office for your annual maintenance on your heating equipment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, 647-6345.
The Ithaca Lions will host a pancake benefit breakfast for Arlene Elvin on March 17th at Ithaca High School Commons. From 7 until 12:30, savor a delicious menu featuring pancakes, ham, gluten-free options on request, cheese, scrambled eggs, applesauce, and a choice of white or chocolate milk. Adult tickets $10, students $5, and preschoolers eat for free. Explore the bake sale and silent auction for more delightful surprises. To donate to the sale or auction, please call Gina Lorenz at 604-7980 or Julie Brandt at 495-0919. Come together for a morning of community compassion and pancakes at the Ithaca Lions Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser, March 17th.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company in Spring Green. Providing single origin coffees from around the world in unique blends, they're dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. Brouhaha Roasters uses superior beans, grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. It's available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
21 minutes before 9 o'clock, 40 degrees, maybe some rain on the way today. So Henry better go out and get his socks off the clothesline here. It could get wet today. Here's Isaac Cole.
After all this time you show up here, tell me you were wrong, and all those tears that I cried alone, fear of saying goodbye so long. Guess we finally broke it off. Funny how this town can talk. Probably oughta take a walk. You can find me in a deer stand or an old dive bar, out here racing this old car. boat rocking and the water. Told your daddy why I said goodbye to his daughter. I'm doing better with a beer in my hand. Out here on a piece of land, getting high in a pine where the creeks and the critters run. Oh dear. Oh dear. Say you want me back. You say you've changed, but as a matter of fact, you said the same damn thing 3 months back, and I'm over it. Can't believe how you done me wrong. Could've put your name in this song. If you're wondering why I left, you can thank all the fights and the yelling and the wound in my back. You can find me in a deer stand or an old dive bar. Out here racing this old car on a boat rocking in the water. Told your daddy why I said goodbye to his daughter. I'm doing better with a beer in my hand. Out here on a piece of land, getting high in a pine where the creeks and the critters run.
Isaac Cole and Oh Dear. It's 8:42 on a Monday morning. Trivia time, courtesy of Subway in Richland Center, is up next today. Your chance to win a 6-inch sub of the day if you know the right answer to trivia today. She's had success on country radio. However, when she sang Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody wearing heavy eyeshadow, Simon compared her performance to Night of the Living Dead. Was it A, Kelly Clarkson, B, Kelly Pickler, C, Carrie Underwood, or D, Fantasia Barrino? She was compared to Night of the Living Dead by Simon. Kelly Clarkson, Kelly Pickler, Carrie Underwood, or Fantasia? 608-647-4155 is the number. Hey, there's a little bit of sunshine. 40 degrees at WRCO and music from Blake Shelton right now.
Like whiskey burning through my veins. She don't know how to miss me. She hits right where she aims. Baby's got my number and she's calling me up. Knows what she's doing with a single touch. She's turning me on, turning me on. She wants, she gets what she wants. The neon's buzzing when she pulls that string. Turning me on like it's her job. Sometimes I think she must get off on turning me on, turning me on. Knows how to set me on fire.
side hurts, there ain't no turning back. She's red, blonde, red in the blackest night, lighting up the room and the world just alike. She's turning me on, turning me on, pushing my buttons like it ain't no thing. If I'm what she wants, she gets what she wants.
Shelton on WRCO. We have found our winner. American Idol trivia today. American Idol's new season is underway, and I'm a big watcher of that. I've watched it since the beginning, but I haven't watched it too much this year. My plan is to start up when they get it down to like 24, because in the past couple of years, you know, you have this hodgepodge of singers, and then sometimes all of a sudden somebody shows up and you're like, where do they come from? They're pretty good. Never saw the audition there, you know, and it's hard to follow. So I like it when they get it kind of whittled down and you can kind of pinpoint an artist here. Maybe you want to go a little bit further. And sometimes it's pretty easy to see who the top ones will be. She's had success on country radio. However, when she sang Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody wearing heavy eyeshadow, Simon compared her performance to Night of the Living Dead. It was Kelly Pickler. Congratulations to Jane Dvorak, the winner of a 6-inch sub of the day from Subway in Richland Center. Simon said that because of the heavy eyeshadow and makeup near Kelly's eyes, causing her to look like a living zombie. Sometimes I miss old Simon. I don't know. And, you know, at least he's more honest sometimes than some of them. He's cruel. I know. But sometimes they're almost too nice. There are ones that they put through that I would be like, well, I don't know. They're unique. I'll give them that. Anyway, that's it for Subway Trivia. Subway on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center. Discover better for you sub sandwiches at Subway. Subs are great any day, and so are Subway gift cards. Make someone's day with a Subway gift card or use it yourself. Here's Kelly Pickler.
I'm gone. You're eating healthy. Eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at your convenience, at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure, and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl. An American girl. Slow dance, second chance, mama needs romance and a living maid. Sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. An American girl. An American girl. Well, she's
time coming up from WRCO Radio. Today, it is currently 40 degrees in Richland Center on a Monday morning. We're heading toward our news time at 9. We'll talk Spring Green Lions coming up here during our morning show. And Ithaca FFA, we're making our rounds with some community conversation on today's morning show.
Ask
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all you